My name is Dennis Solo McKeithen. I've been in jail 38 years since November 1982 for a crime of robbery, which I did not commit, and which I have been sentenced to a death sentence by numbers. So it's like you used to read books about things like this, and we would be shocked until it happened to us to be start realizing how common it is. As I stated in the first part, since 1982, no court has ever ruled on the issues in my case, such as the DA throwing me and encouraging false and perjured testimony, which my new attorneys can now prove was false and was perjured. But the DA office in Philadelphia turned a blind eye to it today. They talk about dirty cops, corrupt cops, and they talk about how they prevented you from having a fair trial. And I read the paper every day of people going home on stuff. But then one of the dirtiest cops in the infamous 39th District of Philadelphia was involved in my case and went out of his way to gain false information and false statements from witnesses who have now come forward about what they experienced. The main complaining witness at the time, Gene Wilson, has given a written as well as a video affidavit telling the experience that she went through that forced her to change her testimony because of this, that I was not involved. On the night of the crime, they gave the names, the script of all the perpetrators of the crime. And in none of those tapes did they ever try me, give my name, say it's a guy that they know, but don't know his name. But when we went to trial, after the district attorney had worked with them, they claimed they had known me, claimed that I had a gun. But in nine statements, they say a 6'1" light-skinned man that lived on Taney Street. I never lived on Taney Street, and I'm far from light-skinned. I'm a Dr. Sidney Poitier, and I'm 5'9½". This police officer named John Fleming, if you look up his history, several cases on death row, prisoners that had life, their case has been overturned because he did the same thing to them that he did to me. He hired witnesses to get false testimony. He entered unsigned documents into the court, which the court allowed, which is illegal. But in all those cases, the courts made a ruling on the appellate issue. In my case, we have never even had the court take a ruling. And when I went to the federal court, they said my appeal should still be active in the state court. But when I filed in the state court to have my appeal activated, it was sent back to me. No ruling of why. They didn't say that my argument was wrong or why it was wrong. They just sent it back. This is the odyssey that I've been going through. A serial pattern of abuse by the government. A serial pattern of abuse. If this petition that we have in today is not given an evidentiary hearing where we can present witnesses, evidence, and testimony to support all of our arguments. This is our fight to get in the courtroom. They have never ruled on any issues. Our fight has been to get in the courtroom. And you got to ask yourself why. In 38 years, my voice has never been heard in a courtroom on this case. And I'm asking for any support that we can get to protest to the District Attorney Office of Philadelphia to look into the wrongful conviction of Dennis Solo McKeithen to have been in prison since November 1982 for one robbery, and sentenced to a death penalty in numbers, given over 100 years. A robbery where no one has been hit, bit, kicked, not one physical injury, not a bad thing. Even had I been guilty, this would have been too much time. But I am innocent. The evidence proves I am innocent. And the day that I was found guilty, the sheriff and the court clerk said they saw a lot of railroads in their life, but they never thought I would be found guilty. And neither did I. Any attention that you can give to this case, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time that you took to listen to this tonight.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.